Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I am Becky.
And I am Raquel.
And today we are talking about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
This is Season 9, Episode 8, Showdown at Via Villa Rosa. I don't know how you say it.
Villa.
Via.
Villa.
You say Villa, and I say Via. Oh, anyway, before we get started, I would like to thank you all who have reached out to us, rated, yes. Given us 5 stars, said nice things. I just want to say to a couple people, Clever Taurus, thank you so much. Really sweet things. A lot of people have said that we have a good dynamic together, Becky.
You know what? I think they're right.
I think so, too. And also to Bike Dogs, who has actually never watched the show, but stumbled upon us somehow and now watches. So
I know.
You're welcome, Andy.
Andy? Oh, we're bringing new viewers.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
Andy.
That's what I'm saying.
We're doing our job, Andy.
Yeah. But no, it's always very sweet. We get giddy excited, mm-hmm. like little schoolgirls laughing.
We love it.
Love it. So thank you and keep doing it because our goal is to have this out sooner. Maybe, you know, change how often we can get them to you.
Closer to the air date of the episodes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And try to do them all at one point. But mm-hmm. that's our little dream that we have. Help us reach our dream.
Help us. Help me.
Help me. I'm poor. That's from Bridesmaids. Anyway, which is not the show we're doing today. We are doing Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hey, but we can refer to Bridesmaids all we want,
Raquel. All day long and all night long.
All right, so we open the show at Denise.
Speaking of Bridesmaids.
Erin and Denise just got married.
Married.
We're at their house and Erin brings in the wedding gifts for them. You know what I did not see amongst the wedding gifts, Raquel?
What?
Tequila.
Holy.
Wasn't Dorit supposed to send tequila?
Oh my God. Classic Dorit. Not getting the gift there. Dorit. Well, luckily for Dorit, someone sent them Cartier champagne.
I know, right?
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I looked it up. I'm not sure if I looked up the right one, but I think it's like a $300 bottle of champagne.
That's a nice pricey champagne.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it'd be. It must be good. Here's me. I'm like the fell off the turnip truck. It's expensive. It must be good.
Girl, I'm sure if you and I were given a bottle of that champagne, we would fully enjoy it.
Oh, my God. It'd be done by the time we got done with this sentence right now.
We go get our fancy cheese from Aldi.
Oh, my God. Fancy cheese from Aldi.
Like, yep. Wait. I'm going to run to Aldi and give some cheese before we pop that champagne.
Yeah, do that. I'm going to run. I'm going to pull a Dorit. I'll pick up the champagne.
Oh, my God.
So they're opening their gifts. They're postponing their honeymoon for now, mm-hmm. but that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of talking about how they're a little, kind of a perfect little Insta family.
Just add water.
I know.
It's kind of cute. What I noticed in the last episode, before they walked down the aisle, Denise said something, telling Eloise to take Erin's hand, and mm-hmm. I forgot to mention this, but it sounded to me like she's like, grab dad's hand.
Yeah.
Like, referred to Erin as Eloise's dad, which I don't know if you remember, like, in previous episodes, before we knew that
it's
Eloise...
It's like the first one, yeah.
Yeah, before we knew that she had a disability,
mm-hmm.
Denise made the comment, which confused the heck out of me, like, yeah, I think Eloise thinks that Charlie Sheen's her dad, because
right.
she hears her sisters talking about it. I was like, I mean, why is there not a conversation? Why isn't Eloise like, why am I not going to my dad's house with my sister?
Why are you keeping the truth from this kid? That's weird.
But now, understanding her disability,
yeah.
it makes more sense. And it's just really sweet.
And he is going to adopt her.
Yes, that they acknowledge, like, he's going to adopt her and, you know.
Speaking of getting things wrong, I forgot to even tell you this. So,
what?
You know how they had mentioned that Nicole Sheridan was married to both Harry Hamlin
yes.
and Erin?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Lisa Rinna, when she sang it, she goes, Harry was married to her for 11 months. And what was Erin, 6?
Right.
And in my head, I'm like, he was only 6 years old when Harry Hamlin married Nicole Sheridan.
What are you talking about?
Because the way she says it, she goes, Harry was married to Nicole for 11. And what was Erin, 6?
6 months.
I'm thinking, like, and what was Erin? He was, like, around 6 years old then?
I don't know why you thought that.
I don't know. I'm tired. But anyway, that not getting that right, because I had the same thing with Eloise. I'm like, why is she calling? But in hindsight, it's freaking adorable, because like, yeah, no. My sisters call him dad, so he's got to be my dad.
No, it's so cute.
Yeah.
No, it's cute. And I'm happy for her that, and for their whole family. Lola had mentioned it's good to have a family. It seems like the kids, the adults, everybody's happy with this new family
dynamic. Oh, man, it's just a perfect fit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to Vanderpump Dogs.
Okay. They're setting up filming for the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl. Yeah, it's, I know I've heard of it. I haven't paid attention to it, but apparently the Puppy Bowl happens before the Super Bowl, which is huge because like half the world is watching.
Of course. I know it has something to do with the Super Bowl too. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. And they have a little puppy that's going to be playing in the Puppy Bowl for Vanderpump Dogs, Violet.
Oh my God.
So cute.
It was all I could do not to break through my TV and reach in and grab that dog. It was adorable.
I know.
And the reason Violet is subbing for Jiggy, because although Jiggy's getting
it's
better.
A puppy bowl, and Jiggy's not that's a puppy. True.
Yeah.
But yes, they do mention Jiggy's, you know, although he's better, he's not up for this, but he's better.
That's good news.
And that's really good news.
Yeah.
Because he was like in the chamber. What's the chamber?
He was crazy,
and they were restarting his heart constantly. It was insane.
Was it totally insane? So we're all very happy that Jiggy's doing better.
Yes.
Lisa, I guess they're filming because Lisa's going to have a little interview. For the Puppy Bowl. And she's also helped get this resolution before the government.
House Resolution
401 to stop
going to the floor.
Yeah, it's going to the floor, but the resolution is to try to condemn the dog meat trade.
Right. All over the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of great. Like, if you think about the work that she's done
Get
something before any kind of government body,
it's insane.
And have it, you know.
No, absolutely. It's wonderful. And, you know, it's amazing. Like, she has her cause. She's always had her cause. And she's really doing some awesome stuff with it.
I think it's fantastic.
I applaud that for sure.
I do too. She does ask if there will be people at Teddy's cycling event.
Right. Yeah, which, you know, it's confirmed. Yeah, we're sending someone. And in her confessional, she says, I think that Teddy has been a complete and utter bitch.
I agree with Lisa Vanderpump.
You agree with her. But she's done a couple of fundraisers, you know, for a couple of grand here and there. I mean, that's not that much. Let's be real.
It's a very backhanded compliment.
Every penny helps.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. No, it totally is. And it's just like, really, Lisa, this is not the place to do a backhanded compliment.
It's not. But I also totally agree that she doesn't need to be at this cycling event, especially considering the history that's gone on with her and Teddy.
I'm not getting on that. But just to, like, you know, like someone's raising money and donating to your thing. Like, really? Are you even going to turn down $300?
Yeah.
I don't think so. There's no reason to.
Yeah, no.
Like, why, like, you know.
It was a bit of a dig.
No, for sure. All right, so let's go to Teddy's house, and we're over breakfast with the hair wraps.
They are. I'm calling them Teddy and Eddie now.
I know, Teddy and Eddie.
Teddy and Eddie are
His name is Edwin. Can we call him Ed?
No, they have to rhyme. Teddy and Eddie.
Okay.
Teddy and Eddie are wearing matching head wraps.
Mm-hmm. And she's filling Edwin in on the fundraiser if he doesn't really understand.
Yeah, I guess he has no experience.
I mean, she's done it before.
Right. Yeah, she like breaks it down. So you step onto this machine that looks somewhat like something that they call a bicycle.
Right.
I mean.
No, I know. Oh, my God. So the deal is, in a normal cycling or spin class, it would be $20 to get on a bike and take the class.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they're charging $60 per bike.
Yeah.
And all the money goes to Vanderpump Dogs.
Right.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Teddy, Eddie
says it's a win-win.
Yeah. And Teddy's like, listen, I made this commitment before all the dog drama, and I haven't heard anything from Vanderpump Dogs, but I'm going to stick to my commitment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She agrees, but she's still feeling a bit uncomfortable about Lisa.
Sure.
And then she goes on to say, you know, if she's there, okay. If she's not, okay.
Right.
Let's remember that.
I know. Do you think she's really okay if she's not?
Oh,
there?
Well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Dorit calls Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorit says, did you know there's the Radar Online article?
Oh, my God. Well, and Teddy, like, I love it because Eddie's leaving. And he's like, oh, it's Dorit. And she, like, drops everything. Like, oh, I forgot to kiss my hand. Wait, I got a storyline to work on. See you later, whatever your name is. Dorit, tell me. Talk to me.
Dorit's like, it's at first thought, my first thought was Lisa was behind this.
Well, of course it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy mm-hmm. agrees. They go back and forth about like.
But they're also like, at the wedding a couple of days ago, Lisa was totally fine. Why would she do this article? Like, it's so, like, odd to me. That's what her whole take is.
I mean, I guess at this point, if they think that, why don't they call Lisa Vanderpump? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe she hasn't even seen this article. Oh.
Kyle asks, why would I call her?
Oh, right. That's mm-hmm. later on. I forgot mm-hmm. about that. But anyway, Dorit and Teddy, the super genius twins that they are, freaking talk about the levels of deception like this is a government conspiracy that they're unraveling.
Right.
Dorit asks if Lisa Vanderpump will be at the bike event. And whatever the case may be, she's going to show up.
Right.
And they'll talk about it later.
Right. No, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And Teddy says in her confessional, it's really hard when someone tells you they're fine, but their actions are surrounding the innocent shows they are not fine.
Yeah, whatever, Teddy.
Whatever.
So we go to the cycle house.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fundraiser time. They have several vendors there to show their support, which I think is pretty awesome. Like,
yeah.
They really kind of get some things going, and I think that's fun.
You know who's not there?
Vanderpump.
Dogs. Or any representatives. This is unheard of.
They're late. And
they're
when
late.
You're working with a punctual person,
that's
it's
very
not cool.
important. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're late. For what I don't know, because the whole event doesn't even start for another hour.
Right.
But
Lisa Rinna shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like her pants?
Well, since you explained to me that there are little tiny pills all over them, I love them.
You
yeah,
didn't realize
I didn't,
they were pills.
I didn't. I thought they were like.
Were
weird shapes, like, I
no,
don't know.
It's pills that you pop.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that she just spilled her bag that she carries around in her purse
mm-hmm.
onto her pants.
Right, and they just stuck.
They just stuck there.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
way she
spilled
can...
a little water in her bag yeah. so they were sticky.
Yeah, you know, lean forward, pop a Valium well, like... off your knee, whatever. Whatever works. Oh.
Oh, my God. All right, so Lisa Rinna is like, so, Teddy's like, I haven't heard from Lisa. She said she was going to come and play with the dogs. And Lisa Rinna's like, so she's not going to ride?
Ugh.
And both Teddy and Dorit were like,
no.
No.
No. No, she's not.
Like, you know she's not going to ride.
Well, in the meanwhile, too, somebody from Vanderpump Dogs has shown up.
No, they've shown up.
Yeah.
Like,
but
Teddy doesn't know them.
That she doesn't know them.
No.
How dare.
No, she does not
they
know
send
them.
People
mm-hmm.
that she doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Erica arrives, and her first thing is like, are those little candies over there?
Yeah.
Erica, you're so my girl.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what's the treats over there? Do I need to go try those? I'm going to go
Hi,
try those.
Hi, bitches. What are those? mm-hmm. Totally.
First things first. And then this is when Lisa Rinna runs over to Erica and attacks her bag. And it's like, oh, my God, I love this bag.
Mm-hmm.
I have to have this bag. Like, she's hanging on for dear life.
That could be used as a metaphor for a lot of things for Lisa Rinna during this season. Because she did, this is Rinna's storyline.
Okay. What is
she
it?
She is upset that someone else is upset.
Mm-hmm.
And this time around, it's the article.
Right.
And
to Dorit.
Yes, she knows who leaked it.
Did you see that article that came out? That upset me this morning to see that. Because somebody leaked that. I am sorry.
1,000% Lisa Vanderpump. Okay, let's not even get on to
how
that's
Oh my
not.
Gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, is Lisa Rinna behind all this?
It makes you wonder, right? Because she just
stirs in there. Like, I know she stirs, but I don't think she creates.
She jumps in the pot with the shit and bodily stirs it.
She for sure does. I think she would admit it, though. That's the thing about her.
Well, now all the ladies have something to say. Dorit's, I'm not going to let her bully me.
Right.
Erica says, it's not cool.
Nope.
People aren't wired this way. She's dirty. So they do all these little lines like, bash, 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 bash. Where is she? Why isn't she here?
Why is she not at her own charity?
Yeah, why wouldn't she come to see all of us?
Why isn't she here for the puncher?
Yeah. Mm. Where's that bitch?
I know, right? So where is she? She's back at Vanderpump Dogs.
She is. She is at her shop talking to a representative.
She's FaceTiming with Congressman Hastings.
Hello. Hoping to get a resolution passed.
I know. And Hastings says, Lisa, you look great. And Lisa and Sesha both say, you.
No.
Congressman, you look great.
You look great. No, no. You look great.
And Congressman Hastings, how old would you guess he is? Just from that little bit you saw.
20.
He's 82, and I
oh,
swear
damn, he does look good.
That's for 62.
No, he looks really good.
Like, he looks amazing. Yeah. It was shocking to hear he was 82. And as...
He looks good, as they both pointed out.
It's amazing. It's shocking. I'm happy. Amazing. Lisa's... As they get off the phone, Lisa's like, mwah! And it's like, I love you, to Congressman Hastings.
Uh-huh.
And Sesha's like, we love you guys.
She's that's like, pretty oh much. God,
that's how I conduct all my business calls. What about you, Raquel?
Oh, my God. Especially when I'm talking to somebody in the government, when I'm trying to get a resolution passed, I'm just like, well, first of all, yeah, I do that. And when I even go to the bank just to, like, deposit a check, I make them unhook the glass, the security glass, so I can do the two kisses, one on each side of the cheek. And then as I'm leaving, I just say, oh, my God, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
And then I do hand kisses backwards all the way out the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, that's much harder to do when you're in the drive-thru.
So you go in whenever you can.
I get one of those pneumatic tubes and, like, shoot myself into their little thing. Hi.
Or you just send, like, your little notes. I love you with a heart. Right, with a pink pen. Yeah. You always keep a pink pen in your car. You're
always with a fuzzy
deposit.
Tip.
Deposit.
Yeah. Deposit my love you. Come on.
That's so ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she realizes after the fact.
Yeah, maybe. Like,
Damn it. What did I do?
Oopsie. All right,
so we go back to the cycling ladies. They're getting ready to cycle. I feel like this next move is totally your style.
Rinna?
Yes.
It's fucking one of the only things I enjoy about her. Her OCD, I appreciate on every level.
Yes.
Go CD.
She carries her own wipes so she can wipe everything down, and she's cleaning that bike.
Yep. She got it down.
Yeah, she is.
So as soon as it dries, which I don't really get either.
No, she's like, I gotta wait till it dries before I sit on it. It's like, no, you're about to be a sweaty puddle mess.
A big sweaty mess, yeah. But, and so they do their little cycling, and I gotta say.
No, let's talk about cycling. Have you ever done cycling?
No.
Raquel, you know I work out regularly.
I do.
I'm a member to the gym.
You are?
And I go regularly, several times a week. I have never done cycling. Do you know why?
Because it looks fucking hard.
Because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I am so afraid. Or spin, whatever it's called. I'm afraid that I will kill over and die.
Listen, if this were a charity event that I had to participate in, they would get at least $200 extra for me not to get on anywhere near that bike.
You're like, I'm going to pay $200 extra dollars and I'll play with the dog.
Exactly.
I'll be right there with Lisa
Vanderpump. I mean, it's a lot less than I have to spend at the ER once they had to haul my tired ass in there and I had a heart attack.
For real. Mm-hmm. For real. No, that's absolutely true.
So they do their little bikey thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's done. And then Teddy gives a speech.
Oh, my God. She says at the end, because you know what? Regardless of circumstance, real friends show up. It's like, come on, Teddy.
Do you think
this is not the place?
It's and half the people in the place were just like, yeah, okay, that's a strange thing to say. Like,
right.
Regardless,
what
of,
are you talking about?
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about?
Nobody
you crazy
else
bitch.
Knows. Yeah. No, totally.
Get over it, Teddy.
What I do love is the coach. It's like, thank you for all your hard work. Thank you for all your hard work, guys. Like, she's like cheering him on. You guys did great. Thank you for your hard work. Go out there and get some snacks and get a puppy. That's right. On your way out, pick up your snack.
Yeah.
Pick up your puppy.
Grab a puppy. I'm gonna have a big dinner party soon. And instead of a mint dish, it's just going to be a puppy dish. Where it's like, you know, puppy. Puppy. Can I interest you in a puppy?
Can you take a puppy home?
Yeah. Would you like a puppy?
Yes.
Don't forget your puppy.
Do you want boy or girl? Boy? Okay. Here you go.
Oh, here's another one.
This girl is cute. Take it.
I know. Listen, I hope you're not mad, but I put a puppy in your purse when you weren't looking.
Grab a puppy on your way out. All right. So I'm pretty impressed with these cycle ladies. They do a quick change and head down the block for lunch.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I would not look like any of these ladies except for maybe Denise. Like, Denise still looked cute, but she looked like, okay, this is a quick change after our win worked out.
Like, yeah, like the normal one you're talking about? Yeah. No, it's so true. I don't know if they all had that. I'll bet you anything.
Look,
because
Lisa Rinna had a blowout. She sat in the salon for 3.5 hours. I don't know how her hair looked like that.
Who was it who said, I'm really impressed by how well everyone looks after.
Teddy. Yeah. Teddy, yeah.
Teddy's like, and you know there's Teddy a full hair and makeup crew.
I know. It was insane, like, these ladies. So Teddy says, I'm not baffled by the Johns not showing up. Had they been confronted about this situation, they would have had to lie. Lying to Teddy's face is one thing, but her forcing her staff to lie is another. I mean, I agree.
Like, I agree too, but really. She's being so that she's playing such a victim all of a sudden.
Well, this is the thing. It's odd that they didn't show up.
Well, not if there was a whole congressman thing going on at the other place.
No, they could have fit both of them in, is the thing. It's odd because she was close to them, there was a relationship, and they hadn't called or hadn't showed up. Like, there's some divide there, and it's like, why are they mad at Teddy? Like, they're the ones that sent her the text messages that they acknowledge were inappropriate.
Right. Who knows what really went on behind the scenes. I do know that Teddy was trying to get her brother on one of the Vanderpump Rules shows.
Okay.
So there's all kinds of, Teddy never mentions that.
No, for sure.
I don't know if you're allowed to even actually while you're, but you know, I just despise the let's leave everything out that can make me possibly look bad. It goes back to I never lied again.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. All right. So, Kyle lets the group know, Lisa had another event today at Vanderpump Dogs.
Well, she said Lisa had an event from 11 to 5.
Right.
So that's pretty much all day.
It is all day, but we all know that the congressman had already said the house thing was going down around 5, which may have been a different time zone, but that's still like 3 o'clock.
Well, it's probably the same. Yeah, who knows? But still, anyway. She did say from 11. I mean, that I can see her not wanting to go to two things in one day.
You know what? I'm not worried about whether or not Lisa's there. I think it's more odd that Blizzard's not there. He's the party planner, and he was at the previous one.
Yeah, it's more weird that he's not there. Right, I totally agree.
But Lisa Rinna says, oh, it's very clever because, you know, she can say, darling, I couldn't have possibly have shown up because I had this other event at Vanderpump Dogs.
Rinna, leave them wanting more, okay? That's all I'm going to say. That's not all I'm going
to
say.
Like, y'all, I love that I get to do it again.
I know, huh? Yeah, I know. There's that.
Darling.
But she had a one-hit wonder.
Possibly.
Because she pulled it off perfectly when she did the earlier one. And this one was just like, oh, no, 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 no. Just enjoy enjoy that bass hit that you got, and you're striking out now.
I know. Lisa trying a little hard.
But it's clear that these ladies are all just itching for a fight with LVP, and they just want to find something somewhere bad to say about her.
Nope. I hear ya. All right, let's go back to Vanderpump Dogs. Right. Blizzard has the remote control, and he messes up the TV, Raquel.
Oh, Blizzard, you can't do anything right.
You can't do anything right. And he's like, I such can't a blizzard. Touch anything. I can't text anything. I can't do anything. And Lisa's like, you can go pick up some poop.
You go pick up poop, Blizzard.
It sounded very set up. It sounded very dramatic. Like, oh, we're going to pick on Blizzard and kind of like smooth over this awkward relationship we've created with him.
It felt a little like,
let's
false.
Make it. Yeah. It's like, let's make it okay that he's here. Or let's be dramatic about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You're right. I agree.
Yeah. It was weird.
But whatever.
So the congressman, let's move on. He starts to speak on the TV. Mm-hmm. He thanks LVP and Sesha.
Yes.
And they're like flipping out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal. It's a
good like
thing
when we hear from our fans on the podcast, like that. We're like, oh my God.
So second to yes.
us.
Yes.
They mentioned us.
Oh my God. They put it on TV. That's exactly what we look like.
So the resolution of passes, but no one in the Vanderpump Dogs understands that.
Well, it's a first of all, let's go back to, it's 2/3 agree to the resolution,
oh
right? 2/3. Who is the 1/3?
I don't know.
That said no.
Honestly, we could look that up. Let's do that and see.
Yes.
Like, is it Tennessee?
I don't know. I don't know if this is statewide. He's a congressman. Who fucking knows? Yeah, we got to look it up.
Yeah.
Because I want to know who's backing dog meat money. That's what I want to know.
Do we really need that? Seriously?
I don't need it. Yeah. I just want to know, like, where...
Well, it's not a thing in the United States. So
right.
I don't know how they're going to put a ban on it elsewhere. Maybe just that we won't deal with people who produce dog. I don't really understand it.
I'm telling you, it's the big dog.
But it's
big
all about money. Pack. It's not, like, necessarily about dog meat, but it's just about relationships and money.
There's something with... It always comes down to money. Mm-hmm. But there are a bunch of people that are willing to kill a lot of puppies for no reason.
It's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, for greed, probably.
Kind of makes me sick.
But anyway, that's neither here nor there because nobody knows what actually happened. That was hysterical.
It was ridiculous.
It was as if they were given that equation in Good Will Hunting. And the words was just like, all right, somebody in this room, I want all of you to figure it out. Go.
And they're like, huh?
It was crickets.
You want us to do what?
Yeah.
Huh?
What does that mean?
They make out a pencil? Do I need a pencil?
Is this a test? Is that a word? Is this written?
You want me to answer that?
I don't know. What's that sign up there? What does that mean? Who's that man? I mean,
there's
it was
a man. Where's the man?
What happened? Where's is the train's leaving the station at 5 p.m. on one side and going 36 miles an hour? And
I have to pee.
And I have to pee. So did the resolution pass? I don't know. What does that mean?
So ridiculous.
It was. They finally have to actually call somebody to have it.
Can you translate this to Beverly Hills terms?
Yeah, Beverly Hills splain for me. Uh-huh. Beverly Hills splain this crazy thing called government. Never heard of it.
Can I just say, after they realize that the resolution is passed and they start to flip out, John Sesha gives Lisa Vanderpump a hug and then proceeds to pick her up.
Another pickup hug.
It's very weird.
I know that you're finding a lot of issue with this pickup hugging thing.
Well, I don't understand why you're not. Who's picked you up to hug you, Raquel?
Hello. Do you remember this morning at your door? I said, Becky, put me down. This is weird.
You thought it was weird.
No, I don't know that it's that weird.
No, it's weird. It's weird. Let me tell you this. Mm. We get a rave review from our listener.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Jason, my husband.
Yeah.
Look at this rave review. And he's like, yes, and picks you up and hugs you.
That would be weird. That would be awkward, weird, and a bunch of other things I can't think of right now.
It would be weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that John Sesha picks him up. And not only does he pick her up to hug her, then they start doing this running dance. That
oh, dear.
Like making it.
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. She's watching me dance, you guys, right now.
Oh,
and she's like, can't
God.
Look at me.
No, it's
Come
good.
Come on, Raquel.
It's good. It's good.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. All right.
Let's go back to the lunching bike riders.
Okay.
Dorit brings up the article, and she says she knows Lisa fed the article.
Oh, yeah, she's sure.
And Kyle's like, we can never say who it was. She's not here. And we're all having very strong opinions about this.
Yeah.
So this is where we see Kyle being like, oh, wait a second. I get what you're saying, but she's not here.
Yeah, totally fair. Mm-hmm. Erica says, and I think it's a little patronizing personally, but sweetheart, it's indefensible behavior.
Yeah.
Which I agree with her if it's true that happened, but we don't know. She's like, they're all jumping too quick.
All of a sudden, like, gone to the other side.
She totally did.
She has totally gone to the other side, for sure. She's against Lisa. She doesn't believe. Well, and she says, you have everyone here telling the same story.
Right. And I think I feel bad for Kyle because it's like, it's almost as if, it's always hard to be the, you know, the underdog in any kind of fight.
No,
pardon the pun. But, you know, they're kind of beating up on Kyle when it's not Kyle's
fight. No, they totally are. And Renna says in her confessional, Kyle struggles with doing the right thing. And the thing versus the thing Lisa Vanderpump wants her to do. She's like, I think they have a weird relationship.
Or maybe they do.
So maybe they do. And Lisa Ren is recognizing, like, this is like a history, like, struggle for Kyle.
Right. It's a dynamic that they have, and that's what their mm-hmm. relationship is.
The thing that is interesting is Erica says there were less than 10 people that knew about this, and suddenly it's out in the press. So for us as viewers, we've already seen this story unfold. But
right.
back when it was unfolding, nobody knew about it.
See, now I don't.
So now that it's out in the press, it's like, yeah, now everybody knows about
it. But more than 10 people knew about it.
Well,
I mean, if 10 people knew, that means 20 people knew, because each one of those 10 people told at least one person.
That is one thing I've always said.
Yeah.
Is like, if you tell someone, I've got to get this off my chest, you tell that person goes and is like, I've got to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
You know, so it becomes, it branches out.
And I don't like these blanket, you know, mm-hmm. statements that are so set in stone. You know, obviously, it's in defense, you know, only 10 people knew about mm-hmm. it. It's like, Erica, how on earth do you know that only 10 people, do you have the running tally of the people that knew about this? Did you?
Right.
You know, it's just, it's gross. I don't like when you have to go to extremes to make your point. If you have to do that,
right.
Then you're over-defending. Clearly there's something wrong. Like, you can just be calm and tell the truth.
Right. No, I totally agree. But I think, you know, regardless if it was 10 or 20, she just means, like, it wasn't out there.
Right.
And now it's in the press.
You know, and that, again, I think it could be argued.
The one thing,
I think the fake lawyer in me says that could be argued.
For sure. Hey, that's why we do this podcast.
I tell you what.
The one thing that I did find, another thing I found interesting, was Renna brings up, there was something in the article that was very Lisa Vanderpump, and Teddy's like,
oh,
I know. Poor creature.
Poor creature, yeah.
I had to rethink this, because autocorrect wrote poop creature. Like, wait, it wasn't poop. What was it? Oh, poor creature. Oh, that poor creature.
Oh, that poop creature.
I don't
know
if she was referring to Dorit or the dog, but poor creature.
And that does sound like LVP. It does. It's much more than Nipped did.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I mean, a regular word. Well, Dorit's convinced because her verbiage... You know, she recognizes that verbiage, which is interesting because that's not a word, Dorit. It's verbiage. Verbiage. Three syllables. Now, I know you like to use your big words because you think it makes you sound smart and what's not.
Dorit, come on. Nobody's looking for you for big words. Like,
oh my
just
God.
Bring it down to the level you're really comfortable
exactly.
with.
Exactly.
And it's fine.
I mean,
that's
even
what I do.
And that's what I appreciate about you, Becky. But, I mean, it's good to expand your vocabulary. I think it's always really...
But just do one word at a time,
well,
Dorit.
And
don't do too many.
Don't, like, what you've heard on whatever, you know, PBS...
Instagram.
...story that PK made you watch that one time that you were bored out of tears and you picked
you
up, like...
You were on your way in the morning to the farmer's market and you heard the NPR story.
Yeah, PK had it preset to NPR, and you couldn't turn it in time before you heard the word verbiage, and then got it wrong. And even with the fake British accent, it still sounds bad. I'm just saying. All right. Oh, but then there's something else that comes up. But
what?
Anyway.
What else comes
well,
up?
Well, it's later. It's when she...
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it. Lisa Rinna says, LVP showed her told her 5 years ago how to plan an article to the press. We didn't talk about that. She told her, she's like, 5 years ago, she told me how to plan an article. She's like, if you ever get into trouble, this is who you call. Why are you laughing? I know why Raquel's laughing. This is the second time we're recording this episode because we messed up the first time.
Becky, we didn't talk about that last time.
Last time we recorded this episode.
An hour and a half ago?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, God, that just made me laugh so hard. I pictured people listening to it going, wow, we didn't talk about it. Yeah, we just brought it away. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this is the second time this has happened to us. We've recorded something. We're like, no, that's not right. We've got to redo it.
Right.
Guys, I got to admit, it's very hard for Raquel.
I get so tired, you guys. Like, it's... I'm just
and she's mouthing. I'm gonna say this again. Thank you. What I said earlier,
because I want it to be spontaneous.
Okay. I'll let the cat out of the bag. Sorry, Raquel.
All right. So yeah. So if anything I said sounds rehearsed, it's because it is.
It's not.
Not rehearsed, but it just I like to go off the cuff. But now you know our little secret. Welcome to the family. That's hilarious.
No, it's funny because we'll like just in normal friendships we'll be like, oh my god, did you see that? And my husband's yelling in the background. Save it for the show.
Yeah, don't talk
Save
about
it for
it.
The show.
We are literally not allowed to talk about the Housewives episode until we do this podcast. It's become an absolute not to be broken rule. So now that we not only we talk about it, we did a whole one of this one an hour and a half ago.
Yeah,
so
it
is funny.
But
you're right. An hour and a half ago, we didn't talk about that.
There's so much to talk about.
See?
There's so much to talk about. This is a whole nother conversation.
Oh, my God.
This whole nother hour. It's pretty natural.
You guys,
I'm feeling it.
I think it's natural, too, that we haven't repeated a lot of stuff. What's funny is, like, we could probably do a six-hour episode.
I don't know if anybody would listen, but...
It's the put you to sleep one.
But anyway.
All right.
So, at some point, Rinna says, Lisa Vanderpump told me how to plan an article. She told me who to call.
Oh.
She did. I mean, that's what Rinna's saying. I believe it.
I mean, I would guess she'd know.
I mean, I'm sure.
But
I'm sure.
Rinna, that's a little tough, though, to believe that Rinna got that advice from Vanderpump, because Rinna's
that Rinna needed the advice.
No, not that she needed it.
The conversation happened as
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because
if anyone would know, I think, how to... Here's the chick that waved at the paparazzi on the hillside.
No,
really?
Rinna's like, oh, Lisa, I get what you're saying, but let me tell you my... like, you on this.
No, that's a really good way to leak a story, but let me tell you the 100-proof way.
Experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go to Denise because Denise is kind of on the outskirts, not really involved, not really on his side. And she says to Kyle, you're friends with her. Have you ever known Lisa Vanderpump to leak stuff to the press? And this is where Dorit's like, Kyle, answer the question.
Oh my God, it's the Spanish Inquisition. Poor thing.
Have you ever known her to leak stuff to the press? Poor Kyle.
Answer.
It's like, what does Kyle have to do with any of this anyway? What does it matter what she says?
I know.
And Kyle's like, do I have proof? No. I don't have proof. You know, have I thought that it's possible? Absolutely.
Yeah, she says she wishes she didn't believe it, but she does.
No, for sure.
So then she asks Dorit, which is my question.
Right.
Dorit, did you try to reach out to Lisa?
Yeah, have you talked to her?
Yeah.
Have you spoken to her?
What does she say?
Oh, my God. She's like, why would I call her?
This
saboteur.
It's saboteur. Saboteur. Erica Kendevec.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
Erica.
My God. Again.
Why would I call this saboteur?
Oh, see Raquel's comments above, Dorit. Sabot. What'd she call her? Sabotager?
Sabotager.
How does that even... What the fuck? Really? That's insane.
I know. She's like, so I can hear lie to me or correct my verbiage.
You're a sabotager correcting my verbiage. Still, even with an accent, fake as it is.
So Dorit's pretty pissed. You know, that she'd be like, it's not my place.
Right.
And Kyle's like, I mean, it's her way of getting in front of it. She's going through a hard time right now. Like, I see her angle, basically.
Yeah, and Kyle's also saying she feels very uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. She's upset that Lisa's not there to defend herself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like...
For sure.
It feels like none of these women will be happy until everyone at the table turns on LVP.
Nope.
Off with Absolutely. Their head, you know.
Off with their head. Okay, we take
Wait, and Denise tries to calm the room down at this point, going, just relax, mm-hmm. just
yeah,
relax.
Yeah, she's like, listen, I've had a lot of damaging shit about me in the press.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've learned how to deal with yeah. it. The less you respond to it, the better.
The truth will come out.
Yeah, she's like, just don't give it any, like, weight. Like, don't listen to it.
And then Dorit... Now there are tears.
Dorit is crying. Okay. Oh, God.
So I do have to say this. She's upset because she says she's afraid people
she's
are going to hurt her children.
Are gonna come afraid people are going to come after her kids.
Now, I have to say this. I think Dorit's awful, selfish, stupid, entitled, and every other word you can think of.
What do you think about Dorit?
Oh, I like her. I think her husband's an idiot. I think all kinds of things. But... I think she was bad with the dog.
Right.
But the dog ended up okay either way. But right. There are people out there threatening her and her family.
Right, which
and
is wrong.
This is crazy town. Like, if a TV show makes you want to threaten people, stop watching, turn off the TV, and go get counseling, because mm-hmm. that is not healthy and that is not okay.
Well, and I think a lot of it, which... It doesn't help Dorit in this situation. I think a lot of it is it's very easy to make these, like, awful comments and then shut your computer and go on about your life.
I agree. It's much right. easier than actually saying it yes. to someone's face. But even at that, if you write anonymous stuff that's, like, threatening.
I know.
That's just... This is television.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, don't be so invested that you're so worked up about it because... It's not worth it, you know?
No, for sure, for sure. It's kind of crazy.
And it really isn't fair to these women, no matter what you think of them. And trust me, I don't like all of them by a long shot. But I don't think that any of them should have to feel afraid.
No, I agree. Kyle is, you know, kind of like seeing their side. And Kyle already in her heart, like, has this conflicting,
yes.
like, feeling. And she's like, who does the article... benefit only Lisa and the foundation. Gosh, it's really hard when you care about someone and you think, why the hell did you do this?
Right.
Like, she's just super.
No, she's torn up.
Yeah.
And with, you know, I don't blame her.
No, I don't either. So Kyle goes to her friend's house, Sharon. And
that house was, I love it so much.
I know, that huge front door.
Oh my God.
It was gorgeous. It was impossible to open, but gorgeous.
Did I'm going to have to go back and look now. Did the whole giant thing open, like in Lord of the Rings? Like,
yeah, it was just like the swing, like the hinge was like towards like the middle, but not all the way to the middle. So it just kind of opened like this.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but yeah.
The house is amazing.
It was humongous
door. Yeah, the door was crazy.
Yeah, and then Sharon's dog, El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Wears a diaper.
I love it.
And his name is El Chapo.
I love everything about that. Having had a dog that I had to put a diaper on, I love it.
Oh my gosh. El Chapo.
You know what El Chapo, you know what Chapo means?
What does it mean?
In Spanish, it means short.
Aww.
So El Chapo's like the shorty.
Aww.
It's so cute, huh?
I know. It's super, super cute. I'm kind of loving El Chapo.
I am loving him.
Teddy stops by to pick up a dress because Kyle's friend, Sharon, lives in Teddy's neighborhood.
Right.
And she's borrowing dresses from Kyle. Sharon is a jewelry designer, and she's duplicating some rings.
Yeah, she's like recreating some
for
pieces.
For Kyle. Like, Kyle... had inherited a bunch of rings from her mother and all her stuff was stolen. So she's kind of recreating, most importantly to Kyle, some cocktail rings.
Cocktail rings.
Gorgeous. Just.
Oh my God.
I want some of those cocktail rings.
They would look so good on you. I would want like one or two.
Yeah.
And then I would want to go. Yeah. Or three or four.
Or eight or 10.
Or nine or 11. are those all the numbers? We could do, let's do pi all the way down. But you know what you use those for? You know when you put those rings on?
You go cocktailing?
Yes, when you're going cocktailing. Which is a word from another franchise that I love very much.
I know. That's one of the best things that's come out of our podcast. Cocktailing.
Cocktailing. There's nothing wrong with putting on your giant cocktail rings and going cocktailing.
No. I'm going to find us some.
Okay.
They're not going to be as fancy as Kyle's, but they're going to be as big.
Oh, shit.
And we're going to go cocktailing.
I know the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell me?
I can.
Okay.
Pre-to Postmodern.
That's a furniture store.
But they also have clothing, vintage clothing and jewelry and stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant the place we were going to go have cocktails. Oh. Why are we going there for cocktails? I was going to check out Amazon for the rings, and then we could go to a bar for cocktails.
I just bring a flask everywhere I go. Everywhere's a bar, Becky. Church? Why not? I tell you, have you ordered that specialty cocktail at Target? It's amazing.
I want to go to the furniture store for cocktailing.
Oh my God. I totally want to do that now.
That's hilarious.
All right. So Teddy brings up that LVP went to TMZ and everything's abbreviated in my notes right now.
So apparently, as soon as they leave lunch, this TMZ article comes out.
Right.
And they're like, what? Like, because Lisa Vanderpump's in the TMZ article saying, oh, no, defending Dorit.
Right.
Like, no, that article that came out yesterday, no, there's no truth to that.
Right.
Dorit, you know, it's a big misunderstanding, whatever she said. And so they're just, I don't know.
She can't do anything. Yeah.
They're not buying it. And Kyle's like, I think I just need to talk to Lisa and say, look, I love you, but this is what is happening.
Right.
Like, without your knowledge. Like, I'm going to bring you to the table and tell you about it.
And then Teddy has Lisa Rinna disease, where she's so upset about somebody else's problem that she's been up all night.
Up all night.
All night long. It's punchy.
No.
Again, yeah, second time. we're a little tired at this point.
All right, let's go to Harry and Lisa Rinna's house. Harry is packing for a trip. He's going to climb rocks and over a mountain all by himself.
Right? You know why he wants to go by himself? Because he'd rather climb over mountains and face a death by bear than spend quality time with Lisa Rinna. No, I was being mean. I don't know that for sure.
No, you don't.
Harry asks, what's been going on?
Tell me what's happening to the kids. What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
So she fills Harry in. You know, Denise got married in 2 days to Nicolette Sheridan's ex, who you were also married to, Harry.
Right.
Just want to remind you.
Do you remember her? That wife?
Also, there's this dog, Dorit, LVP, the Johns, Teddy, and Kyle situation. And it's not good because Dorit apparently dropped a dog off at a kill shelter.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So what is Harry's response?
I'm not quite sure, but I called it stoner logic.
Stoner logic, which means, what are you talking about? Use big words.
Yeah.
And,
it had something to do with,
very confusing.
No, he was like very zen about it. Well, what's the dynamic here is...
There's a lot of propaganda and destabilization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's propaganda. And this person and that person, and it's destabilized, and then this is what you get.
Yeah, and you know, I could eat. How about you? Could you eat, Rinna?
And Rinna's like totally about it. That is what's happening.
Exactly.
Harry Hamlin. Is what's happening. That right there.
Yeah.
He's like, there you go.
Right.
Propaganda. Destabilizing.
I'm going to get in this tent here, and they're... You know,
this tent weighs nothing. It keeps the mosquitoes out.
Right. Not the bears, though.
No bears. But, mm-mm. You know, I'm not in the bear's food chain.
Right. He's not.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Anywho.
Yes.
All right. So he's gone camping. He's not going to get eaten by bears. And now we're moving on to
to Kyle.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
I mean, this is pretty heavy. Kyle is heading over to LVP's, mm-hmm. and she's dreading it. Kyle says, in the past, she has defended Lisa no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's been difficult, but she has to be honest. She says, like, if she were to look at her daughters and how she's raising them, she would tell them, you have to defend what's right. And that's what she's trying to do.
Okay.
But it's going to be absolute torture.
It is. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong there.
Nope. They are bringing out the whips and the chains and the nipple clips.
Oh, yeah. The stretcher, the whole nine yards. Prepare yourself, girl. So we see the shot. It's a lovely shot of the ponies. It's a lovely shot of the swans.
Oh, my God.
It's a lovely shot of Jiggy.
Dum, dum, dum.
Lisa comes to the door. She's as happy as a clam.
She really is. You can tell Lisa is still on a high from the whole, 401 passing.
Like, resolution. She genuinely looked happy for the first time this season.
I know. She's had a rough, like, time.
It is.
And it's like, she's like, woohoo.
Yeah.
Like, everything's working out.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Nice to see because, again, above mm-hmm. all, let's not remember of Dorit's the one who fucked it up with the dog.
Let's not remember.
No, let's, at the end of the day, all these women are so pissed at LVP, mm-hmm. but let's mm-hmm. remember that Dorit screwed up royally.
Absolutely.
And that LVP is still mourning her brother.
Yes.
So let's give this a little time, huh?
Sure.
Anyway. So she comes to the door with a big smile. She tells Kyle that she's just super happy that the resolution passed.
Yeah.
She asks how the bike ride went.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Kyle says the bike ride went really great. But then afterwards they had lunch and the Radar Online article came up. Bum, bum, bum.
She says that
Lisa's still kind of in the blind. She's like, oh, there's always going to be stories, like, whatever. Like, she has no clue. It's about her.
She seems so absolutely clueless. Believable. Right. Yeah, I mean, clueless in that. Yeah. Like, I told
her. If she's acting, then that's award-winning. She doesn't know what's coming.
Kyle goes on to say that Dorit is very upset that it sounds mm-hmm. like it comes from Vanderpump's camp.
Yes.
LVP kind of counters with how she defended Dorit in this TMZ article and even put herself on the line.
Right. She says, I didn't even read the first article properly.
Mm-hmm.
But I defended TMZ. And she also kind of explains how that TMZ article happened because she said, they were there at my event mm-hmm. yesterday
mm-hmm.
and they happened to ask me.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like she went to them or they called her and said, can you give a thing?
Right, right.
But it was like very, you know, just natural the way it happened. Hey, by the way, we saw this article. And she's like, oh, no. You know, very kind of.
It all
kind
seems
like
it plays out the way that Vanderpump is expressing it.
It does make sense. Her explanation.
Explanation.
Can't say that word. Is that the word I couldn't say like episodes ago?
I don't know.
I couldn't say
there
a word.
Was a word. Was it explanation?
I don't know. It was something similar, and I was just like, yeah. So I'm not gonna even try.
Do it in a British accent; it'll sound better.
Do what?
Do it in a British accent.
In a poor British accent.
In a bad British accent. Yep.
So. You know, Kyle's like, you always say when you look at an article, see it benefits. Mm-hmm. It benefits you and Vanderpump Foundation, but it does not Dorit. She's devastated. It's saying that the animal rights activists are going to come out.
Come after her. Right.
Uh-huh.
So Kyle says it's put her in a bad position as well as Lisa's friend.
Right.
Because she wants to say it's not true.
Right. And Kyle's like, you should have done that.
No, Ken.
Oh, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken had come in during this point.
Yeah,
he's
so
like,
Ken
you
walks
should
in.
Have done
That's what you should have done. Ken, and
but
then,
I don't feel that, Ken.
Oh.
I know.
That was him. Oh.
Hey.
So Lisa asks, you know, so I gave the story to Radar and then went to TMZ to refute a story that I gave to Radar.
Right. And she's like, yeah, that's what everyone thinks. And she's like, who's everyone? Lisa's like, who's everyone?
Yeah, who thinks that?
Yeah,
everybody.
She's like, everybody.
She thinks that Vanderpump is playing this, you know, exaggerated game of chess where she's seeing three steps mm-hmm. ahead. Like, it's so stupid.
No, it doesn't seem like Vanderpump's. at this point.
Who needs that much time? I mean, who has that much time? Right. All to make Dorit look bad?
No, I know.
I mean...
Well, and Lisa's, you know, finally is like, I'm not listening to this. I'm not thinking about Dorit and the dog, you know.
And Kyle's like, you know, you have to hear this.
Right. You have to hear me out. It's not fair. And she's like, I'm here as your friend, Ken.
No, wait. Before that, though, Lisa's all in a tizzy. And I love that this little exchange. I don't care about Dorit or her fucking dog. And then she immediately feels bad about saying, oh, I shouldn't say fucking dog. It was a precious little dog. But
your accent was so good.
Was it spot on? It spot on?
It's spot on.
Yeah. No, only one I don't try.
But she's like,
yeah, Kyle,
mm-hmm. Like the salad says, mm-hmm. I'm here as your friend. And Ken's like, you are not her friend.
Yes, I am.
You are not her friend.
Yes, I am.
You are not her friend.
Yes, I fucking am. I have to defend what's right.
And whatever.
Lisa's strip. You think I would give a story to Raider Online about Dorit?
Yes.
It's so blatant.
Kyle's like, yes, absolutely. I do.
That changes everything.
Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, this is a big shock. It changes everything. Mm-hmm. I've done nothing wrong. Kyle's like, listen, you know, if you've done something wrong, it doesn't mean I don't love you. And and Lisa's just like, okay, you're accusing me of lying.
Yeah, I'm not going to admit to something I didn't do.
I'm not going to admit to it. Like, if I didn't do it. And
she swears on her children's life.
Too. Yes, yeah. And this is where she's like, I swear on my children's life. I swear on Jiggy's life. You know,
that I didn't do this. She also says this, that neither I nor anyone that I'm associated with leaked this story.
Yeah, it's not my party like kind of thing. And
oh, that was it. That's all, brother.
Kyle. Why did you say this? She said,
Kyle.
I'm saying maybe you care more about your image than your friendships at times.
Yeah. Well, as soon as she saw their look on, like, because she was going to end there.
Yeah.
And that is so insulting. I would be so pissed at any of my friends who said that to me.
And this is what Lisa said. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
See yourself out. Show yourself out. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm done. And Kyle's just like, oh, crap. She said, I want to say more. I want to turn this around. I never wanted it to get like this. She's like, I never imagined it would get like this.
Well, she's the one who said that last line. And listen, we're not done with you, little Miss Kyle.
No, we're not.
Because out comes Ken.
With his computer.
Computer in hand.
He stomped off, got that computer type with his two little fingers. Because you know he can't type with the 10 fingers.
No, yeah. No, it's like he's totally hunt and pecked that shit out as fast as he could. Comes back.
And he says, do you honestly think that TMZ would print this? It's so genuine. And you're supposed to be your friend. I am.
You're not her friend.
I just want to be honest.
You're not her friend or my friend.
You can't say something like that. She would never say that about you. You're a liar. Ken, please go. Go join the gang.
Yes, because it is a gang now. It totally is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of loving Ken in this moment that he's
No, I get it. He's in shock that this friend is attacking his wife.
Right.
And he's taking up for his wife, which I totally understand. But it's a little bit hard because I also know it's kind of hard to watch a man attack a woman like that.
On any level it is. Right. But I do think, like, you know, if she can handle herself.
Sure.
Kyle can. And Ken's pissed. This is like a longtime friend of both of theirs who's come in and basically told his wife, you care more about your image than you do about your friends.
No, I know.
And so he goes off the chain.
It's pretty crazy.
So then now Lisa comes back downstairs because Ken's getting upset. She doesn't want him to be upset.
Yeah, I don't want you upset. Yeah. She's telling Kyle we're done.
Yeah.
Ken's like, 12 years of friendship. Done.
Done.
Yes.
It comes down to Lisa just being upset that her integrity has been called into question.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would be too.
She feels like if Kyle had denied doing something like that, Lisa would have believed her.
Yeah, she says to Kyle, if you'd said to me, I tell you on Farrah's life, on Portia's life, that is not the truth, and I know nothing about that story. You know what, sweetie? I'd believe you.
Yeah.
We're done.
As you should, as a friend.
No, you got to give your friends the benefit of the doubt and see them through it. Like, the truth will rise.
Yeah.
But if you want to be their friend, if you want to stay their friend, you got to walk with them until you know otherwise.
Absolutely. Especially if you're given that kind of impassioned plea of, like, on my children's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really bad.
No, I feel bad for both of them.
I honestly do,
because I do think Kyle went in there with the best intentions.
And it just went sideways.
Yeah. I think it went sideways, and I don't think either of them, it was just like they missed each other.
They missed
somehow.
The mark.
Yes. Yeah,
and now Kyle assumes that Lisa's gone so far with this story that she can't back out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we get the final.
I know. Goodbye, Kyle.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I swear to you, I'm done with it.
And then, to me, this was so apropos that the dog runs after Kyle. Yes. And, like, I felt like the dog was trying to say, look, it's not our fault. It's not my breed that started this.
Right? I still like you, Kyle. I like Lisa and Ken, too, because they feed me, but, you know.
Yeah, I like you, and that poor little dog, that I don't like her so much, that Dorit one, because she gives us away, apparently.
OMG. I'm kind of anxious to see what happens next week.
I am super, too. Very excited.
Yeah.
So that's it for this week.
Yes.
Take two.
Hey, girl, I think it was a better round two.
I'm sure it was. Yeah. We've had to do this, what, twice now?
Yeah, this is the second time.
Yeah,
we've had technical difficulties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
it happens.
You know, listen, we are not professionals. We want to be. Well, we don't want to be professionals, but we'd like to, you know, do this for a job. So please rate, review, and subscribe.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and we just love hearing back from you.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting. Motivated. Yeah. And we love it that if you guys love it, if you like listening, that makes us happier than anything because it's fun. It's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to talk about. And come on, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you.
You know what I'm saying.
So until next time. I'm going to tell you right now that nobody's putting this ass in a box unless it's the big ass box of Boda box wine.
What flavor?
Cab.
Cab. Cab. Raquel needs some cab, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to say two opinions are always better than one.
Always?
Always. Especially if they're both mine.
True.
You guys have a great week.
We'll talk to you next time.
Twime.
Oh, God, this has been long. All right.
Thanks for listening.
We appreciate it. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.